You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Just really quickly, we finished season 5 of The Expanse last night. It's an Amazon Prime show. And we got that feeling as soon as it was done, and it ended okay. They kill off a major character.
Well, they always do, right?
Kind of have to, right?
Oh.
Very unexpected. But then we had that moment where, you know, we shut everything off and we turned and we're like, well, when do you think season 6 will roll out? How long do we have to wait? And here's the next question, Jeremy. How much will we have forgotten by the time season 6 gets here?
Right. You got to do that thing where you watch that last episode and then dive in.
That's what we did
before
the start of season 5, because it had been, I don't know, almost a year or something like that. So we're like, well, we better plan on doing a little recap down the road.
A little backpedaling, yeah.
That's a pretty that's an interesting show. I don't know. You're not into you might be into it because you like the Mandalorian. So it's not like you're completely opposed to space stuff.
No, I just posted a video from Mars. I like Mars.
Yeah,
is it like Mars?
Well, Mars is part of it.
All right, I'm in.
So, anyway, it's a good show.
Get on to Narcos now, buddy.
Yeah, okay. I remember you telling Narcos, me to do the new
Narcos
season
Mexico,
of that.
Yeah.
What's it called? Narcos Mexico?
Mexico, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Not for little kids. At all.
What else you got going on?
Story floating around this morning. The 6 things that always go on sale in March. Boo! And we have them. And one of these Dom just purchased, I see. But we'll start with number 1, TVs. They say manufacturers are getting ready to release a bunch of new models. So it's the second best month of the year to buy a TV. November is first, that they're saying. But I guess you can score some sweet deals on TVs right now if you need one.
I'm starting to wonder how much longer people are going to be buying TVs.
I know. I thought about that, too. We were talking about that the other day. It's like you really don't need TVs anymore. Mm-hmm. I watch more TV on my iPad than I do the actual TV.
Mm-hmm. My son and daughter-in-law have no TV in their house anymore, and if they're going to watch something, they pull out a laptop and watch it, and then
it's
they're
the
good
future,
to go.
It's the future, man.
We stopped at an open house the other day. First of all, the house was vulgarly large.
Massive, huh?
But it was one of those where every other room had a gigantic, like, 80-inch TV. Yeah. They must have had, and I'm not exaggerating, 7 of those in the house.
I follow a few celebrities on Instagram, and they're always posting pictures from their bathroom and things like that. And they've got like 80-inch TVs in their bathrooms.
Yeah.
Like, really? Are you sitting in there watching that TV?
That's what we wondered. We're like, how many of these ever really get turned on?
I don't know, man.
All right, what else is on the list?
Jewelry. A lot of leftovers from Valentine's Day is what they're saying. So you got your rubies and your diamonds and whatnot just sitting around, so they're dropping prices, getting rid of that inventory.
So let's just do a little public service for all the women listening right now. Well, I guess guys, too. If somebody gives you a gift in the next month of some jewelry, they essentially used a big old coupon, all right?
So hold on to them because they are frugal and smart with their money, and you got the same thing at a lower cost.
There's that, I guess.
You know? Winter sports gear, all your skis and your snowboards, all those heavy coats filled with goose down.
Makes sense.
We're getting close to spring. They got to get that stuff out of there. Here's the one that I thought was kind of funny. March is the best month to buy frozen food. It's National Frozen Foods Month? Huh?
All right.
What?
Let's celebrate.
So I guess a bunch of grocery stores are throwing all their refrigerated and frozen foods on discount to clear them. Ooh, frozen blueberries, my favorite.
It's a great time to get some frozen peas.
I am so lazy. I bought a bag of frozen chopped up onions and peppers yesterday because I was going to make these steak sandwiches. And I was like, I don't feel like chopping.
Yep.
I'm just getting so lazy. I was like, I don't want to. Chopping is just too much work right now. So I bought a bag of the frozen stuff and it was just fine.
Gretch is just fine with the frozen strawberries and blueberries and stuff to make her smoothies.
Bananas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel so lazy buying chopped up frozen bananas. Like, really? You could,
she just
you could do this yourself. Yeah.
She buys a bunch of them and then throws them in the freezer.
Like, I don't have time to chop, Dom. I don't have time. Grills are on the list. Last chance to get a deal before prices go up ahead of summer. And then number five, this is the one DT just picked up, a big old mattress. New models are on the way.
Why would March be a good month for that when they just finished their President's Day sales?
The new models are on the way, Dom.
And they've got the Memorial Day sales just around the corner.
You got screwed, man. You should have waited. You got, man, they saw you coming.
Hurry, close the deal before March 1st.
Quick, quick, quick.
Hey, I've got a question for you about mattresses, because you talked me into getting the adjustable bed.
Yep, the base.
And you told me that you don't even use yours anymore?
I forget that we have it. I don't use it a lot.
Here's what I'm confused. I consider it the greatest invention for the bedroom since,
well, prophylactics.
Other things. Wasn't even thinking that. So I can't even imagine. We talked about this too. Can't imagine going on vacation and staying in a hotel room where now I'm lying flat.
It's still new to you. It's new. It's still new to you.
Well, I know, but
give it a couple months and you'll be like, ugh.
No.
Are you sleeping like that?
You're not heavily inclined.
Uh-huh, but a little bit.
More than a little bit. Yeah,
okay.
I mean, just
I can't sleep like that. I've got to be flat. I have to be flat to sleep.
In fact,
I'm a stomach sleeper, so imagine putting the front and the feet up. I'm the letter U all of a sudden trying to sleep.
Well, for you, then, wouldn't you just put your feet up so that your feet are
No,
elevated?
Then all the blood drains to my head.
Well, I'm told that sleeping with your feet elevated is supposed to be good, isn't it?
Listen,
have I got that backwards?
I'll be honest. I will try anything. Maybe I'll try it. I was up at 12:30 this morning, so up and ready to go.
No. You haven't been back to sleep?
No, not really. I mean,
this is gonna be
a little
a great
in and
show,
out.
Then.
But,
when one of us is sleep deprived,
we get a little goofy. 12:30, man. Ugh.